The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
Welcome back to Queen of Embers, episodes 31 and, well, 32, let's be honest.
Yeah, both 32. Of
them. Under Game Master Daniel Fox. These are the players, the cultists, the people who made Zweihänder, Mangosh, and Queen of Embers, great. We hit a new goal!
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for the snacks, everybody. What did we hit? What was our snack goal again?
It was 150 per month, and so now we are able to... Ride snacks at the table instead of everyone having to chip in on their own. So thank you, patrons, for doing that. For
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Thank you all so much for your patronage, guys. Seriously.
Cheers.
It means a lot.
We love Cheez-Its. Thank you.
Yeah. Adam and Mike are in charge of not only the Patreon, but running the weekly posts, doing all the post work to the videos and podcasts. So thank you both for your contributions. Everybody else around the table, too, for playing. Once again, it's... If it wasn't us coming together and playing this game, we wouldn't have the patronage that we have. So,
yep. And apparently, you hate.
Yeah, that's right. Let's be honest. Yeah, it's true. Thank you, guys. But we also hit another important goal today, too, or I guess yesterday. We're having a giveaway, which by the time you all are listening to this, the giveaway's already done. We'll probably do another one. But we hit $191.
Right now, we're actually at $205.
Yes. We broke 200?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was on the way here.
Holy shit.
We got 205.
Hey, $200? That's crazy. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get close. We're getting pretty close probably to that. What's that next goal at?
The next goal is 250, and that's where we get character sheets of all of us, illustrated by Dan Mandich.
That's right, and we'll release them exclusively to patrons. So you'll have illustrated character sheets for this. And those will eventually make their way to the market in the actual Queen of Embers book, but patrons will get that months and months in advance because Queen of Embers isn't even in the product roadmap until fall of 2021.
Jeez. Who knows? Maybe you already have them.
No, but yeah, it's a good point. That's right. So, yeah, illustrations will be done by Dan Mandich. He does all the illustrations for the Zweihänder line, for Mangosh Zweihänder, the Zweihänder Player's Handbook, which will be in market officially in December. Yep. We'll have our big splash at PAX Unplugged, where we're going to have our first booth for Zweihänder underneath the Andrew McMeel Universal banner. And our first book we'll bring to bear is The Player's Handbook, which you all can learn more about on Twitter, and my shilling is over. Let's play some fucking games.
All right.
So, we have initiative already determined. Let's jump right in. Maybe we can do a quick recap. What happened last game session? Does anybody remember?
Somebody knocked somebody out.
Knocked them out.
I did.
What happened?
Well, we were at Tallow's house.
Right.
The candle maker's name, who is Tallow.
Yeah. James Tallow.
James Tallow.
Candle wood plane.
So we found out that, of course, he's making candles out of dead people. He sees dead people or makes candles out of them, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps claiming somebody's coming over. Well, somebody does come over, and it's the Ferrisimmi gang that nobody at this... table knows, but now you guys will know. One of my main contacts is the one who leads that gang.
Sylvia Corvino.
So, I didn't know that when I just ran out the door and just blasted somebody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I talked him off that ledge and used some reputation to squelch a fight.
That's right.
Francisco.
And the exchange was made, and the Dufresne left Candlewick Lane unharmed and returned, took James Tallow to Brigandine and exposed his crimes.
Yep. Burned down his house.
Oh, yeah. Burned down his house. That's the important thing. Get rid of that.
No, we didn't.
No, that's right. Oh, you're right. You didn't, because it was too... That's right.
No, we got 6 corruption for burning down his house.
No, but we didn't.
Right.
Oh,
quote. Yeah, you didn't burn it, but it burned down.
Yeah, we...
Yeah,
we weren't there. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a candlemaker's house.
Yeah.
I mean...
So, you players did burn it down, but in story, you decided not to expose it. You were the ones who burned it.
Right.
So, that's right. So, what happened after that?
No, with Hexen's turn.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And he said, basically, the Baroness is ready to meet us.
In 2 days.
After we burned the house in our city. Sorry, I had to go there.
Details. And then he gave us, like, her whole inner circle that would probably be there that we'd be dealing with. Gave us a bunch of names.
Lots of names.
I've got them all written down. The barrister, Rosaria, the artist, Alan Selfie. Damn it. Captain Wolfgang, Captain Tenorfield, Sammy Newhouse, and Heron Bigley.
Krung Bigley.
Krung?
Krung Bigley.
Felisa hasn't got an accent. She doesn't know how to do it.
So there could be a number of people who would be amid her company. Anything else that happened with Hexen's turn? Conversations?
You didn't really tell us much.
How about that development with Warren Rhodes?
Warren told us a lot.
Warren kind of spilled his guts.
Yeah.
Tallow didn't tell us shit, but Warren told us he went insane.
Warren didn't go insane.
She's acting a little possessed.
Alter ego?
I don't know what's got a hold of him.
Is it possible that Warren really is crazy? Is it possible? Mechanically.
Whatever it is, Warren has been seeming awfully competent lately.
Yes. And well spoken.
He's sus.
AF. Yeah, that's right. Doesn't sound like a redneck from our neck of the woods.
Right. A growl stater.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day comes, and you come downstairs from the Dire Straits, where you'd been staying. You know today is not a holy day. Neither was the night before. That's why you're able to find... Hexenster was able to find you.
I thought it was, and that's why he can't meet with us again.
Yeah.
Is that true?
After talking to the Baroness, yeah, you said it was.
Oh, you're right. He'll simply send a messenger. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's right.
Because I was like, damn it.
Because on those high holy days, he likes to be looking at the stars.
That's right.
And the clouds.
Insert random holiday.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty busy day, despite the fact that it's the latter part of autumn. You suspect the markets are probably going to close once the first snows come. You still have some number of weeks, but the air is getting bitterly cold. You came here to Durendal during this time of the season where it was late autumn, and now it's, or sorry, mid-autumn, now it's almost late autumn. It's kind of like that, kind of just seems a quick turn where the rain is getting cold and people are starting to bundle up, including yourselves. Mufflers and mittens and high collars on your gambeson, and fur on the inside, leather on the outside, fur on the inside.
Ice cream.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Are we restored to unparalleled or unhindered?
I believe you all are unhindered.
We all rest.
Believe. Yes, that is true. Save for those who have a case of the sniffles. It's anybody over. Under the weather?
It's over.
Like, oh, it is.
I have
slightly.
A cold, which is -3 peril threshold.
That's right. So you're fine.
You want me to take a look at it?
Look at what?
You're sniffling?
Oh.
I can write you a little prescription for it.
Just a dose of laudanum. Help chase away the symptoms.
Yeah, take a look.
Sure.
You got a dose of laudanum?
Nope. Actually, I may. Let me check.
Yeah, to treat a cold, you will need laudanum.
Yeah.
Some Robitussin, just knock yourself.
That's right.
Nope, don't have any water.
I think you'd be laudanum trippin', robo trippin'. Lobo trippin'. Laudanum trippin'.
You just laudanum.
Seems to me.
Daylum.
Yeah. I'll add a laudanum, so. Sorry about that.
Laudanum.
I got one left, and I don't think I want to use it for a cold.
No. He sneezes. You! You feel...
Your call.
You feel feverish and weak. Like, it's not like flu-like symptoms, but it's influenza. I mean, you just... Yeah. Not influenza, my apologies. It's a common cold. You feel your eyes are... Your nose is runny. You're just kind of feeling a little achy. You worry it may turn into something worse, which always can turn into something worse. But how many days do you have left on your cut of cold?
Four.
4 days. Okay, cool.
I don't know, Terrible. You're looking a little greener around the gills. Your call, though.
His nose is dry from blowing it so often on his sleeve.
I might recommend...
Sorry, he's a blow sleeve. He blows it like a farmer. Like, one finger over the nostril.
Snot rocket.
Yeah, it's a farmer, yeah, the farmer's handkerchief, as they call it. Or in this case, the Ravadian handkerchief.
Yeah. You might want to take care of that before we go see her Grace.
Are we seeing her today?
I don't believe so. It was supposed to be, he was supposed to speak with her today and send the messenger tomorrow, I thought.
Well,
but I would ask Elise. She's...
Well, if he asks me, that thing will run its course in a day or two.
Well, just stick yourself in bed and take a day off.
No, that's not a bed rest type of thing. Just,
how many days?
It just goes.
How much trouble can we get in one day?
A lot. We could get in a lot of trouble, and that's why I'm not wanting to use me one and only laudanum.
Your hair still smells a little bit like smoke.
Full case of the sniffles.
While they're arguing amongst themselves, Elise is going to slip to the side and take her laudanum.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to hand you the book as well, the ledger, just in case you wanted it.
Well, she's going to go read it and possibly do some detecting while she happens to be under the influence.
You need time to go through the ledgers.
That, and I think there was another book that we had from the college.
So to complete, the ledger, it will take 10 days. Sorry, 10 days, that's right.
That's fine, but since I am under the influence of laudanum, I would like to try to see what I can do with True Detective.
Okay, I'm sure to take a corruption for your laudanum.
Laudanum.
And your chance is going to be challenging.
I am currently moderately wounded now. Challenging?
Yeah.
10%, and that's on investigate, right? No,
scrutiny.
Scrutiny. So 62 is my chance, so 52 is a 10% challenging. 66 ain't gonna do nothing.
Critical fire.
Oh,
Well, I think it becomes painfully aware to you that your constant abuse of laudanum is clearly having deteriorating effects on your mind, as you will spend most of this day cordoned in the room, and you will, or the first part of the day at least, and you will suffer 12 mental peril.
It's the Yellow King. It's the Yellow King.
And from...
That's not... Noble Savage is only if it's from toughness.
That's right.
I am imperiled. All right. Oh no!
So
I am.
You're feeling a little out of sorts for that first part of the day. Out in the markets, a lutist, a flautist, is playing with a lutist.
I am just a girl.
Do we have a day to kill?
You do.
Lisa just complains about her elbow and crawls back into bed.
You want me to treat that?
Sure.
Nothing for you to treat. She is simply under the heavy effects of laudanum. You've seen this before.
Well, she has an injury.
Yeah, I still am moderately.
You took a dose of laudanum. You go up to lightly.
I went up one from that. Oh, I was seriously.
I seem to recall you took laudanum last game session, too.
Because I was grievously at that point.
I think that when you take this dose, a lot of it has the opposite effect. It's been less than 24 hours.
I didn't take one in the last 24 hours. That was 2 days.
Well, when did you take last? When did you take one last? Because you didn't you try to uncover secrets last game session, too?
No, I didn't use it last. I used it...
the other book that's been...
When he was... I used it when...
where is it?
When we went to go meet with Amadeus. Right around then is when
I
used it.
That would have been
a few days ago. Yeah.
So, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, when did you suffer that... When did that injury happen? That moderate injury.
Well, it happened that the day before the Amadeus, so about 4 days ago. But remember, it took 2 days for me to get the surgery. And it was 14 days to recover.
Okay.
So I'm at 12 days.
Oh, so... Well, there's nothing you can do, Warren.
Okay.
There's literally nothing you can do.
I didn't know whether I could treat... You. Oh, she can't go up.
The damage threshold, I can't go up either.
You can go up damage threshold. Absolutely, you can.
That's what I was
wondering.
Once
your injury is treated, it must mend on its own.
Right. I'll still have this, but
I just wanted to treat the damage.
Yeah.
So you're lightly wounded now?
If he succeeds.
Oh, if you succeed, okay. So you gotta roll.
Okay.
She's a bit fidgety. Suffice to say, she is deep in the effects of the delirium. Your chances will be hard.
Okay. So that's going to be a 44% chance to succeed. I'm still here.
Rip fail and rip my arm
and
off.
And I rolled a 42. Success.
Nice.
Oh. Life, the meaning, and
so you want to step up the damage condition track.
Are you sure you want to keep that? You want to re-roll?
No.
You're
at 44. 44. 44. 55. That's what I asked for. 55. Spend fortune points. No. Okay. She's kind of not feeling so hot, but for the rest of you, while she's kind of doing this and Warren is doing that, you do have some time to kill until tomorrow when you expect the messenger to come. And likely the messenger will come during the day, you would imagine. The Baroness likely receives nobody during the evening. You are in dire straits, and in capital D, dire straits, hotel. In Slum Row, hiding out, laying low, knowing that you've irked or piqued the interest of varying groups in the city, and...
I kind of just want to sit around the bar and just listen to rumors. Mm-hmm. Basically just kind of catch up what's going on in the town. Mm-hmm. You know, just
have a chit-chat.
But yeah,
with folk.
Chit-chat, rumor, you know.
You can absolutely do that. There are a lot of people who come in and out of the dire straits, even in the middle of the day. There's a lot to do. There's still some people who are talking about, you know, the reek. Still, you know, like, the reek is gone, but my son's still sick. Oh, I'm still feeling a bit wheezy from it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll a rumor test. What's your social class?
I am a burger.
Okay, probably people here are lowborn, so your test will be a challenging rumor test.
Okay. So, 43.
That's an 01.
Whoa, critical success.
Take that crit success.
That's right. Interestingly enough, here is what you hear. There is a man who apparently works for the Baroness who has purchased... an aerostat, as the person calls it, a zeppelin that crashed from the air into the Gelman and Zox foundry. He purchased it some number of weeks ago, and not only that, there have been people putting where he's kind of stored it, or trying to restore it. There have been people kind of bowing and essentially worshiping at the foot of it. Making petty donations like bits of grain or food or milk, pouring it before the prow of this thing.
It's so somewhere in like the Zeppelin?
Yeah, they're saying it's somewhere outside Southgate. Or sorry, Westgate, my apologies.
Huh.
Strangest thing.
Huh. Yeah, so... Kind of sit on that one and just chew on it for a little while, but
You know, I'll mention it to the others eventually.
Sure. Terwin, Alistair, and Banneker, who would you like to attend to today?
And do you have any plans for things to do?
I can abuse myself. I don't have anybody that needs talking to or nothing. Probably find you some laudanum, so you don't have to worry about talking about your last ones today and month.
If you don't mind, that'd be wonderful. I'm trying to save money because, well, I think we need to raise some.
I consider it your birthday.
Right. You purchase this direct? Will you shake someone down in front of the coin? Will you...
I'll just pay for it.
Okay.
Straight up hands.
So, laudanum, the poor per dose is 4 crowns.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Medicine is expensive.
Yeah. It's worth not having to be the last one. I have one.
It's not cheap to figure things out.
Yeah, I'll buy one and then I'll spend the rest of the day getting drunk and deliver it after I deliver it back to it.
Fair enough.
Don't ever say I never did nothing for you.
What of yourself, Banneker?
We didn't really find out much about the Vipers, so we don't have a lot to go on.
No, not yet.
What did we find out about the Vipers?
They're extorting the people of this burrow here.
And so those fellas he was talking to, they ain't Vipers, I say.
No. Yeah.
Why don't we go and see if we can find some more information on them Vipers, eh? Go to some of the local businesses and see if we can...
See if they will talk about being extorted?
Well, you see, that's the thing. I don't think they will. And I think if they do, we're just putting them in danger. Maybe if we could hang out at a business and see if any of the Vipers just come by to collect.
Do you know what the Vipers look like?
No. But usually you see money going to businesses. If you see money coming out of the business, then that'd be something to pay attention to.
That's a good point.
I mean, then maybe we could follow them. Do just reconnaissance alone. Oh, it'd be a first for us, I know.
Actually, Alistair and I had the most successful reconnaissance.
You're right, I was just trying to, you know.
It seems funny, to be, so. Seems to be in your leading the group that. Civilry is broken.
Yeah. It's true.
But yes, how about I ask, you know, maybe Grimby's got a good idea on, who else is being extorted? Maybe he's being extorted. I wouldn't think so in this place.
Oh, you never know.
More saw-toothed men in this place than I think I've seen in my entire life.
You never know. Maybe he's even a part of the Vipers.
It's like Warren and Alistair had babies. Often.
Well, that just ain't right.
You bigot. Why can't we have babies, Warren?
Well... It just ain't this natural order of things, you know.
I ain't gonna talk politics with you.
That's not what I was meaning.
Mechanically. But this is beside the point.
I don't think anyone was talking about raising them. I think he was talking about making them.
Yes. Just simply making them. Why you always gotta go there? Always take offense to things I say.
You're an offensive feller.
I don't mean to be.
I don't either.
But yes, this could work. If you think this is a viable plan.
Listen, we need to...
I believe Alistair and everybody else is going to take a day off.
You need a day off?
Drinking and spitting doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Every day need be filled with adventure and setting fires to the city and getting yourself in trouble.
We've had a lot of these.
Some well-deserved downtime, maybe.
That's what I said. Drinking and spitting. You know, I mean, it's not a bad... It couldn't make a bad day for once. We've had a lot. And, you know, I have to say one thing, boss. If we really want this meeting to go well, maybe we shouldn't kick the vipers.
So you're saying you'd like to have the day off?
I'm saying, fine. I will fall on that sword and say that I want the day off.
Alistair raises a pitcher and two mugs he has, one of them already full. And Banneker will join him that day as they will reminisce about what has happened over the past 3 weeks you've been in the city, and they talk about the weather. This is what you do when idle talk. Talk about the weather in the local Blitzball League.
Ah, it's one thing I can get behind, some Blitzball talk.
And Terwin, what of yourself?
Terwin is going to walk about to see what businesses there are along Slum Row. And just keep his eyes and ears open, but really don't go poking any nests by asking questions. Right. Just taking things in.
Simply walking the city will require a folklore test. This test will be easy for you.
Okay. Folklore easy will be 63. And a 53 will succeed.
You get a good sense for kind of what's around here in Slum Row. Most are ramshackle businesses. You're surprised many of them can even stay open and don't really have a lot of foot traffic. The place in Slum Row, I mean, it doesn't seem dangerous. It just seems a lot of people out here are kind of bootstrappers. You know, they're kind of having to live with what they have or collecting what they can off the Bastards River. There's a lot of, like, petty junk sellers and scrap men around here. You tend to see the, what are those people who collect the bodies again called? Body collectors. Yeah, a few of those are kind of trafficking through the street with a wagon full of the dead. You see a few houses that have been cordoned off with a big red X on it for pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
All of Slum Row is just kind of a place where the destitute and the poor and those who cannot afford to live anywhere else will come. And you find that most buildings are abandoned. But there's a lively amount of traffic around where these businesses are, in particular to the dire straits of Lovelock Bridge. It appears to be kind of some outdoor market of a sort where boats kind of pull up along the jetty and the silty shore and lash together. They kind of, there are people barking out for what wares they have to sell they've found further upriver or downriver and just kind of commencing with traffic. But actual businesses, few and far between.
Right. Terran will kind of hang out on Lovelock Bridge for a little while. Bang on the bridge, you know, start to wonder about them locks. Weighing down that bridge, like, go so many nights ago. and he'll kind of just keep an eye on the comings and goings of the river, as that was how they were smuggling things in and out. He'll spend a little bit more time doing that, and if he doesn't really notice anything, he'll go back inside and have a drink with the fellows.
Roll d6 for your chaos die.
Woo! I like that.
The bridge collapses.
There are too many locks on there.
He was right.
The bridge collapsed.
Ooh, six.
Okay, you may make a standard skullduggery test. It is not agility-based. It is perception-based.
Perception-based, okay. I am not trained in it.
When you discover any sort of nefarious means are happening on the river,
okay.
A successful test will tell.
All right, I am not trained in it, so it's flipped to fail. The standard will be 41 based off of perception. Okay. And 85 won't do it.
Can we roll that? You got a fortune point.
I mean, you had to roll a thing to get a thing.
You want to do it.
Hey, what's the worst that can happen?
Oh, it's just me rolling, you know.
I mean, you always critically
I'll
fail.
I'll take that misfortune point. Thank you.
All right, here we go. A 64 still won't do it.
Damn.
Well, you will discover nothing. You have an inkling something may be going on, but if it's happening, it's happening right beneath your nose. And your eyes are turned toward the horizon where it's happening down below on the river. The day will turn to night. And you will settle back into the Dire Straits. That night, already, Alistair is drunk. Can we assume also that that Banneker is drunk?
Yeah, I'm probably quick to bed.
That's right. Yeah, you all are deep in your cups. And remember, any time that you drink, you may automatically just choose to be drunk. I mean, there's no reason to. If you want to try withstanding being drunk, it's a different story. But
no.
Whenever you drink, obviously, once you're drunk, you will suffer some peril due to it. So we will go to intoxication.
Elisa is going to purchase a laudanum, by the way.
So it's one corruption for drinking, or getting drunk, rather, I should say.
Yeah.
Six, seven, eight. It's nine physical peril.
I think Harper looks at them drinking, remembering the last time, just like, ugh.
No, I'm good.
Like, PTSD a little bit.
Yeah, so remember, whenever you become intoxicated, you suffer 3d10 plus 3 physical peril. You remain intoxicated for 6 hours, you gain 1 corruption, and plus 3 damage threshold. So, you know, it's good for bar fights.
Yeah.
It is. It's meant to be that way! He's a musician. He's the worst. I don't know why they're playing the flute.
It's always that flute bastard in here.
He's a flautist.
Flout.
The Dire Straits, this place seems more homey to you than the cloakroom. I mean, the cloakroom turned out to be a pretty dangerous place when the saltpeterman drug Harper out from his bed and attempted to kidnap him and murder you in the streets. Fortunately, you've had no run-ins here. Now, the people who are here are mostly kind of transient swordsmen or swordsfolk. Stevedores, people who are basically traveling through Durendal. This is where you find you'd probably be able to get work where you sell swords. Professional sell swords. But this place kind of is very welcoming in that sense. Even though people carry weapons, it doesn't appear to be a place where you feel you have to draw it. There's kind of a sense of understanding that if you're carrying a weapon on your belt, you're inviting danger. And if everybody's wearing weapons on their belts, it's pretty much assumed that, you know, this could turn really bad. It's not just a matter of, like, I challenge you to a duel. No, it's a fight to the death. So everyone is pretty chill. Nonetheless, you were joined late that evening by Warren Rhodes, who looks a bit in disarray, but back to his former self, so to speak. Is one eye is a little bit bigger than the other one. One eye is dilated.
I'm drinking. All right. Pour one for me.
Darren will pour one, and he's continuing to go easy with his. I hope everyone has enjoyed their day off.
To the sun's day! You hear people say as they raise their cups.
Hey!
Whatever that is.
I'm going to take the hunk of bread that I have and I'm going to fling it at the flautist. Shut up! Bring a lutus on!
Oh, I booger yourself, he says. He continues playing his flute.
It's always a flute man here.
Play some Freeburn.
Yes, I agree.
Well, tomorrow's the day, huh? The one where we see the lady and all her...
The moon, the stars, and...
All the boys.
The sun.
The boys of summer? What?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Stars shining out of her ass. And, you know, those things.
The fancy boss lady.
These people...
The bards have begun to gather on the second floor along the balustrade and have their hands kind of held together like a choir, like choir girls, and are singing. This place has a has a circuit of different entertainers and singers and musicians who pass in and out of it. Thanks, Sirenscape, by the way, for, thanks, guys.
It's fantastic. Really good.
It is.
I wasn't just making fun of the flute.
It adds a lot of immersive elements.
Because if you didn't like the flutist, you'd be a liar.
You'd get a liar.
I'd get a liar.
Yeah, you'd get a liar.
What a make for money.
Well, an interesting bit of information I found out today
The sun and the moon and... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, y'all remember hearing about that Zeppelin that crashed, right?
A balloon?
Yeah. Right, that aero balloon or something.
Profit was made or whatever.
Right, how the professor, he had built that thing and then it fell from the sky and killed a bunch of his students.
But didn't he also kill the... Burn the prophet, right?
The prophet, right? Right. Yeah. I think the prophet came from that. Well, apparently...
Yeah, that's what they said.
Apparently, someone has purchased that wreckage. He's trying to restore that thing. And apparently, they're like almost worshiping it. Like providing offerings and all kinds of crazy things.
To the 13, then.
It might have been.
That would make sense. I mean,
I don't know if it's true, but I heard it was a Baron's man.
Well, no, he could have been. I'm saying the people dropping off offerings.
Baron's man. Which Baron?
What was the Baron? Sorry, Baroness's man.
Oh. The Baroness's man or worshiping man?
Like I said, it's just a weird rumor. So maybe I heard it wrong.
I'm confused.
Well, you're drunk, so that explains that.
Well, let's go see it. Let's go see it.
Well, I don't know where it's at exactly.
We can't go see it. That's
listen, this is something we can look out for afterwards, but I just wanted to...
Well, what else are we doing? Come on, let's go.
Put Disc 2 of the PlayStation in to see it.
Right.
No.
I'm just putting the seed in your head so it can grow a bit, and then we can think about it.
That's what Captain Spurs.
Yeah. No. That's a good job. You did well, and I think we should follow up on it after we see the Baroness.
Right.
I think you did good.
Yeah. So it was a productive day of doing nothing by myself. It was very nice.
So I had a day off for me. I still worked, but didn't do much. I walked about a bit. Just kept my ears and eyes peeled. And couldn't help but think that these vipers, they operate on the river. And so I got a hunch I should be watching the river. I watched it, but I didn't really notice much, but I got this feeling that vipers are still using.
No offense, but you don't seem the type that would have the ear for that. And the nose? One of the two.
Would you say?
Or the eyes.
That's the one.
As he takes the fork he was using, or whatever utensil it is, and he taps his eye patch.
Would you say that you're hooked on a feeling? That you're high on believing?
Yeah, you use hooks to fish.
Right.
Yeah.
So that you got that feeling hooked into you. All right. Mm-hmm.
That was a stretch.
So just if.
So your productive day was to figure out that
nothing's happening as far as you can tell.
Nothing's happening, but you have a feeling that the pirates that operate on the river are operating on the river.
Still.
Boss man, I got to say
I tell you, I have a lot of feelings. You never believe me. I don't know if I believe.
Well, you see, that's why he's in charge of this investigatory unit.
I get it.
Here's the thing. Does this place have a balcony or a porch or something that's overlooking the river?
No.
No. Why would they want to do that? It just smells like fish and plebitorian shit.
There isn't any
Doesn't it smell like that anyway in here?
No, it smells wonderful in this place. I love this place.
You gonna go outside and get some air?
Lisa probably needs to if she's coming down.
So, it was what I was. I was going to recommend that we, maybe tomorrow or another day that we have downtimes, we spend the day drinking and watching on said balcony or porch, but since they don't have one,
Well,
we could walk out the front door.
I don't know if anyone has told you this, Jerwin, but the criminal element typically operates at night, so you'd probably want to be doing it the other way around.
Is that why you're also sleepy during the day?
Yeah, I thought of that too.
We're privateers.
just look in the mirror.
I thought of that too, but you know, sometimes if you're good enough, it's best to do it during the day because people are suspecting you doing it at night. I'm not opposed to looking at night either.
But all right.
All right. Well, let's head to it.
Well, we caught him trying to enslave those kids at night.
Well, yeah. That was during...
So, do we want to, you know, just...
Just keep this party going all night long? Yeah, keep these beers coming?
No. Witching hour. It's time to think about turning in.
No, I'm turning in now. You guys don't make any sense. Your productive day sounds like standing on a bridge and looking at the river.
And drinking.
No.
Alice has been looking at the bottom of his cup and refilling and looking at the bottom of his cup again and... Banner's refilling it. Banner's clearly hammered. And Elisa is kind of discombobulated.
I never said it was productive. I said I kept working. Doesn't mean I got anything done.
Yep. It sounds like you got nothing done.
That's right.
Well, also, probably not good to do much tonight, because if we get fucked up, then we got to see the Baroness while we're fucked
up. Right.
You fucked up?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I had maybe one and a half.
You fucked up.
No.
You?
I guess that sort of depends on what you need me to do.
Listen, we can just spend a bit of time outside, enjoying the nice air. Oh shit, it's cold.
You can see a collection of people kind of gathering inside the Dire Straits on the sun's day. These dark, swarthy-looking fellows with hair shaped like curly black triangles of boiled black leather. And the people in Dire Straits kind of step aside as they find themselves at a place that's probably where they sit all the time, near the hearth. The entire bench is completely abandoned. They make way for, clearly, who would be Ferrisemi, men and women.
Looks like our friends have decided to join us.
Wouldn't we look like the criminal element? We were hanging around on the bridge, menacing at the water.
Yeah. Maybe it's best we leave it alone.
Yeah, boss.
Now around here, people
might. You gave me the day off, and I am taking it officially.
I need more popcorn.
If you really want to observe, I'll join you. But it's a holy day. It's cold, it's dark. I don't know how much you're going to find.
I'll spend enough time on that bridge. I don't want to be causing too much attention to ourselves. I think we should let it go for now.
Alright.
The sun's day will come, and the evening passes, and you all awaken the next day. Those who drank do not recover any peril. Whereas everybody else who did not, those who were intoxicated did not recover from recovering your peril. Everybody else has recovered to 100.
Nope.
The next day comes.
I do have a question. Persecution, yes. Complex. Cannot rest or recover without laudanum. I used laudanum that day. I'm assuming it does not count for the rest that night. Does
Why
it?
Not?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laudanum, you can't use laudanum more than once a 24-hour period, so we can just assume that it's.
Okay.
Effects are helpful to you.
And I did say I bought another dose for the
day. That's right. There is a... That morning, there is a... At your door.
I'll get up and answer it.
Tell them to go away.
You come to the door and throw the latch, and there is this fellow who looks bleary-eyed, who's probably been up all night drinking. His breath smells of grog.
Some young boy dressed to the nines. Well, I'm all sixes and sevens. is trying to rustle you from your bed.
Burps.
Oh, me. Chest burns.
I'll give him a brass penny and thank him.
Oh. I'll put that one to good use, he says. He stumbles away.
Uh-huh.
All right, you lot. Let's get ready. He's dressed to the nines. It's probably our invitation or our summons or whatever you want to call it.
I'll put on my fashionable clothing.
What are the rest of you?
Never bought fancy clothing. Come as I am.
Come as you are?
Yep.
Any weaponry you'll take with you?
These will be good.
Yeah.
I'll put on my clothes too.
Put on military attire and bring my sword and shield.
Debating leaving the Saul Peterman's gun here.
There's some cleaning going on downstairs. The floors are being swept. The glasses are being gathered. And you can see this young page, perhaps 10 winters at best. He or she, you're not really sure, has a short kind of a bowl cut hair, like you'd imagine like a Prince Valiant hair, like the bangs with the short hair around the back. And he is bright-eyed, but somebody is clearly coughing in the back kitchens as they're cleaning up this place from the night before. But this page is clearly dressed in these stockings, has these very small feet, and is wearing a brown and green doublet with a short cape over one arm.
You say it's a...
Good says! And you can't tell by the page's voice whether it's a boy or a girl. Master Hexenstern has sent me to call for you at the Baroness's palace.
All right.
Have you gathered your trappings?
Yep. Unless,
are they installed here still?
There's some still installed here, yeah.
And you intend to rest here for the night again?
Unless otherwise...
Should we bring all of them with us?
Master Hexenstern has asked if you wish to bed here for me to pay for the installment of your trappings another night.
Thank you kindly. Yes. Well, thank him, I suppose. Yes. Either way.
We do.
Sure.
Have you stabled thy horse?
Yeah.
Just so.
The little boy turns around up on his tiny little soft shoes and goes up to somebody at the bar and will pull forth a purse full of coin and lay
it
down.
I'll look at Grimby and I'll be like...
He. Nuts.
You know, I bet you...
Thy lodging has been paid for. She or he says as she tightens the little purse and puts it into her belt.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
I bet you could bring my few with you all the way up to the Baroness's keep.
Shall we anon?
Yeah, might look better.
It'd be fine. How do we greet right. everyone in the whole district, too?
How do we greet you, Paige? Boy?
Boy is fine. Sirrah?
All right, boy. Where's this? Where's this carriage?
We should go to the palace. Tell me ye already. I shall wait outside.
She or he excuses themselves, closing the door behind them outside. The whole place smells of spilt beer, smoke. There are dogs lapping up the remnants around the floor. A few people are passed out near the hearth. The fire is died down completely to ash. The room is cold. Someone's coughing in the back room. Perhaps the launderer. They're sweeping and cleaning up glasses and cups and plates.
We should get a move on. This ain't no place for a child.
I'll saddle up Matthew.
I'll take that. You see, I'll need to take the laudanum now in order for me cold and not show in court.
Yep.
So I'll take it.
Get corruption.
On corruption.
Uh-huh. And now it'll just be high for court.
That's right.
We'll be high court. Yeah. Lower court? Higher court? So you gather yourselves and you head outside. Is there anything else you wish to do? Final call?
Nope. I'm leaving my weapons here.
Okay.
At the end. I would like to be treated, but I don't think we have time, so. Maybe do it when we get back.
Okay. So. The page will.
There's one thing I'd like to do.
It's too late now.
Oh, well, then I'm done.
Last call. All
right.
So. Ooh. The page will escort you into a part of Durendal simply known as the Old City. The clean streets are lined with fine restaurants that are already busy at this time in the morning, including specialty shops, small corner theaters, and even a museum. The people who walk along here are beneath a parasol, wearing the latest, often very flamboyant fashions. In fact, you pass by parks and squares decorated with fountains and statues of figures of history of Durendal and Aglador, but kind of creates a feeling of spaciousness, whereas the rest of the city is very cramped and shoulder-to-shoulder dingy and dirty, particularly around Fandor Square. The road seems to widen, leading you to Dauntonthorn Palace. As you well know, the historical rulers of Durendal has been the Dauntonthorns for many generations. As you continue toward the old city, spires and turrets kind of reach out toward the skies, and stairs and walkways crisscross to connect decorated balconies between these buildings. There's dozens of elite soldiers standing on guard, brigandine, but dressed in finer armor. Mail, some in plate. It is cold, but nonetheless. As you kind of continue through the district, you can smell flowers and lemon cakes and perfume in the air. It's about 10 a.m. in the morning at this point. Late by the standards of the rest of the city, but early for you all as you tend to burn the mid-out oil and you burn it hot. You can hear the sounds of birds and of laughter and the distant sound of music somewhere coming from within the old city. There is stone pillars and splashing fountains and rich drapery that adorns the thresholds of windows that denote the opulence of these houses. And the air taste of apple pie that seems to rest on every windowsill where every mum is awaiting her gentleman to return.
I'll take a vanilla orange too, if you wouldn't mind.
Bubbly.
We're dispensing with the pop real quick here.
Bubbly.
That's thanks right. Again for it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Whee! This is the part of the podcast where we enjoy your patronage.
That's right.
Now for your sponsored message.
And now we'll chomp on all these chips.
Crunch!
No!
Hold on. Oh, Nick, no. Take it away.
Okay. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.